Yep.
We're here again. We are
back in the
here again. We are in the gravity bong of part of the universe.
Yep, the Ouroboros eating its tail, except it's a gravity bong that's the water is
gravity bong. You hold the 2 liter while I stand behind you. And look nervously at you, because it's the 2 liter with the metal
the screw top, yeah,
bolt, and then you lift it up, suck, and then you put your mouth on it and you die.
Yeah, you're sitting in a small room and you melt a hole through the plastic top of the 2 liter bottle, so the smoke is like filling the hot room.
Yeah, the hot, extremely acrid and hot smoke. That fills an entire 2 liter bottle where it is like a milky, it looks like the color of milk.
Yeah.
And then you put that into your lungs. If you've ever felt like, I mean, I'm sure you have, like where your lungs are so shredded and you're so kind of scared for that moment.
Yeah, like you can't breathe in because it's just, you've done something so horribly wrong to yourself that your body is just revolting against you. I got to do that again. I'm gonna set up, man.
And you look bad. You're gonna be really high, man.
You're not gonna like it.
Please help me. There's something so psychedelic and awful about when you're so high and you can't calm down, like that, like weird pattern.
Yeah.
Like, and you're just like, oh god.
Yeah. You think my wife would get mad if I set up a gravity bong in the living room? Right. You're like.
But make it nice.
Plastic bucket.
But make it nice. Like it'll be some stone. Like it's done really well. But it's still a gravity bong, and you're in hell for like two
artisanal
hours.
Yeah, it's like aluminum 2 liter bottle thing.
Should I call the doctor, please? My lungs,
honey, I'm dying.
Yeah.
You could that'd be good. You could like sell that on Instagram, like an artisanal gravity bong,
like a nice one. Yeah.
Really nice, like metal.
It's really beautiful. And it's like, see, the old gravity bong, and they go through the whole spiel. And then at the very end, when he does it, you're just like, oh, it's just a gravity bong. And then you look at him, and he's like, and he's coughing, and he's like, you could tell he's worried.
Yeah, middle-aged man worried about how stoned.
Please, you didn't tell me it would be like this. That could be a whole TV series. It's just us going around to people who don't know what gravity bong is. And be like, because the producers go before you, all you have to do is just smoke one hit off of this bong.
One hit.
And then you'll get $150. And they're just like, all right, you know, take a hit off this gravity bong. And it's a beautiful gravity bong, you know.
It's beautiful. It looks, you know, handcrafted.
And then you see like an old
machine cut metal.
Yeah. There's an old man being carried off in a stretcher.
Yep.
I mean, there was a time, I swear to God, where I was just like, I might need to go to the hospital.
Yep. Yeah, I've been close.
Because you're also, I'm sure, not only because you're lighting that bowl, you know, like when you pull up, it lights it so fast. All the marijuana just burns instantly, and then I'm sure it's so hot it's lighting it's
melting the plastic
for
sure,
the screw cap,
and it's there's just, no doubt that you're inhaling melted Sprite
God. Why
cap
this high is really strange. I don't feel right. Yeah, the other one was I only remember doing it a couple times, thank God, but smoking marijuana out of a tin can.
Oh yeah, we used to do that a lot. Good. It's really good for you. I'm sure when I'm like forgetting where I live in 30 years, I'll be able to thank all the hits.
I don't know what's
off.
Worse. And then after that, I was like, oh, we're gonna. Oh, now I know how to do it. We just go to the hardware store and put together pieces of pipe.
Yeah, you could just buy the little pieces, and
you get a
the little washer, the screen for your sink.
And then you're smoking aluminum, then a different kind of aluminum,
a different kind. But yeah, we would like steal all of the little screens from my house and all my friends. Every sink had been plundered.
Yeah,
for the little screen.
Yeah, and you cut it, or you'd cut like a screen from your at your house.
The window.
We gotta get stoned, man. But when where we grew up, marijuana was impossible to get. Like, I would get it, like, that summer. I would maybe get, like, have an eighth for the whole summer, you know, and you'd have to sort of, because, like, the guys would just be out of town, or I just didn't know how to get it. But acid, on the other hand, it was just, like, I could just, in a second, I'd get a $5 tab of acid, so that's what we did.
I had, multiple friends whose parents smoked weed, so we would steal it from them all the time. Like, well, I smoked so much weed.
I think, I mean, I grew up in the suburb of Chicago.
Yeah, it was everywhere.
Like, I had to go on, like, a major drug deal one time to go to get some weed. The dude was like, oh, hey, man, if you guys drive me to a couple drop-offs, I'll give you a quarter. And we drove for like 6 hours with this guy. And I got out, and no joke, got out, and there was like dudes with guns. And I briskly walked with a pound each in my hand of brickweed.
Oh my God.
Threw it in the trunk, and then my friend Chris drove away. And then after that whole night, and then after that, he sold coke to some guy. We had just had to sit in the car. That was like 45 minutes because they're doing coke. Then we got home. We got home at around like midnight. And he was like, hey, man, here's your quarter. And then he was like, here's a little extra for all that extra stuff. And it was like, you know, like a little handful. But it was like gold back then.
Seeds. Thank you.
Thank you. It was like, I'm going to need you to kill those two men over there.
Yes, sir. Anything you say.
We're going to get high, man. One think more. About how high we're going to get if we kill that guy. What was I talking about on the last show? I was talking about something really bad, and I was like talking about how to get uranium. How do I get uranium?
Googling how to procure depleted uranium to make a dirty bomb.
Is there anyone on here's parents work in the military? Do they have access to uranium?
We'll trade you.
Growing for some DDT. I have a warehouse
stash.
DDT. My dad's DDT.
the government, they tried to you know, collect it, but they missed this batch.
My dad kept it, hoarded over it. Watched it.
He knew this would be, it would appreciate in value. This is my college fund.
Right, exactly. This is like, this was better than stock markets. It's better than gold.
Oh yeah. Yeah, you want to buy stock in Microsoft? Idiot play.
This is DDT time.
Get some DDT.
Have DDT.
That's how you do it.
Do you have to, sir? Where's the section with the DDT? Anytime I go to Ace Hardware, sir, I can't find the DDT. Where is it? And I keep pointing to like the Roundup and the other thing.
I can't see it.
I mean, Roundup's probably just as bad as DDT.
Oh, I'm sure. I mean, there's so much stuff that's...
That's forever chemicals, like messes with your DNA and stuff.
Destroying our bodies. Yeah. It's everything.
Cool. It's pretty cool.
Or like what was the thing in Portland, like the glass factory that was like giving people cancer? Remember that?
That was like a few years ago.
Yeah.
You were here when that was happening.
I was here. I was there.
Yeah, it was just like spewing all outside of the whatever, and giving, you know...
Yeah, just in Southeast Portland, just yeah. Murdering people for God but knows
so
how
many
long.
Of those I mean, so many people. There's like, it's so relaxed and you can get around it.
Yeah.
Like you see, like they tore this gigantic building down downtown. No, it wasn't a building. It was like the old, like near the library, that huge structure. I can't explain it. It's just huge. It's like when you go over the Broadway Bridge right there on your left. Anyway, it's huge. I mean, it's like four city blocks. They tore it all down, and just, man, this thing, that building was old and in between old, and it was like, they didn't have, I think you should have water cannons being sprayed on it, so when they bash it down, all
it's
that
not just blasting.
Because that's what happened when that Kmart caught fire here. They tested the playground to see what was there, and it was arsenic, like insane amounts of arsenic, just and asbestos laid down all over the park.
Nasty.
You know, so it's like, I'm just like, oh my God, all these businesses are just breathing in all this like nasty dust.
Oh yeah, like so much shit we don't even know about, and it's just like poisoning. The ground is poison, the air seeping into the water.
Man, I don't feel good. I don't feel right.
There's like all the whole neighborhoods here in San Francisco, like Bayview, like the last like black neighborhood, and it's like the ground is radioactive. It's just like, that's and that nice. they're of course developing it now and putting like luxury condos into it on top
so
of it.
So they're going to fix it.
I don't know. Like, I don't think you can fix it. I think it's just, I don't understand. It's just like, they're
people
like,
just
yeah,
have
whatever.
To move through it.
Just figure it out.
You have to, like, it's like a mild, like you're in a mild state of,
yeah,
of
it's
radiation
a mild
poisoning.
Cancer.
You're, you know, yeah, you're like, have to be in bed.
It's like the, whatever the, what's the easiest cancer to beat? That's what you get. It's toe cancer.
Is that true?
Worst case.
That's what, Bob Dylan, Bob Marley died from.
From toe cancer?
Yeah, toe cancer. He didn't. He said,
why didn't they just
he didn't
cut it off?
Take care of it. He didn't want to take care of it because of the religion stuff.
Because he didn't want to lose that beautiful toe.
Yeah. So that beautiful toe.
It's too beautiful.
It's too beautiful for anyone. Too beautiful for him. It decided to take on its own new sort of being.
Right. Yeah.
It said, I don't need this body anymore. It told said, I don't need this body. I'm going to do my own thing. This body must lose its mortal coil. Right?
The toe will live on its own.
Could be a horror movie. Bob Marley's toe. Mm-hmm. You know, done by like the Basket Case guy. Who also did, yep. What did he do that after Basket Case? It's really good.
Basket Case 2.
From Beyond? Yeah, it's true. Basket Case 2. But From Beyond is really good.
Wait, which one's From Beyond?
I don't know if he did it, but From Beyond is great. It's like one of the best. It's one of the best of that genre. It is, I think, the best of that genre. Like, okay. Really, like, crazy practical effects. Really fun. Really twisted, like, ideas. And really campy and strange looking.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's
really,
got really
sort
good.
Sort of beautifully made.
Really good practical. Fucked up. Effects.
Yeah.
Classic. The toe. That was Stuart Gordon.
Yes. Bob Marley's toe.
Bob Marley's toe.
No, this is not the story of Bob Marley. It ends with him. The next chapter is much more terrifying. And it's just this like cancerous like mass that goes around murdering people. But it's also horny, and it does make love. Women find it very attractive, and they consensually make love.
It is compelling. There's a sexual, you know, draw to it that it defies, you know, conscious logic. But there's something beyond consciousness that compels you to, you know, copulate. You will breed.
I need to breed with this.
I must breed.
I am telling you now, I am in heat.
I've been activated.
In heat. It is cool when you say that to people.
Mm-hmm.
Just casually tell them that you're in heat. I've been in heat for the last 2 days.
At a dinner party. Some casual acquaintances.
And someone new, and they mounted me, but and I was so horny, but I bucked them off.
I was mounted, but I bucked them.
I bucked until the next person came, and then I allowed it. Like it's like
I permitted entry.
I permitted entry. May I enter you?
They requested entry, and I permitted.
It'd be much better that way.
And that's how you were born. That was how the baby was made.
That's what we did. And then I never saw your father again. Man, I got a fruit fly problem here.
Oh, really? Where are they festering?
I don't know. I keep doing everything that I'm supposed to do. I don't know where they're coming from.
They're coming from somewhere.
They're coming from me.
Yeah, could be. My downstairs neighbors were dealing with rats, and they're like, "Oh, they're gonna come into your place." They never did, but they're like, "Oh, the exterminator told us that they're in the walls, and they're like gonna die because they're trapped in the walls. And so when they're desperate, they're gonna like start chewing through the walls, but then they'll die, and you're gonna start smelling them." which it has. Yeah, I was like, oh, that's cool. But it didn't really happen to us. I don't know why. We're one story above them, but they, yeah, who knows?
They're waiting. They have relatives coming over, and they want to wait for the smell to be afterwards. So they're actually feeding the rats and making sure that they stay alive.
Yeah, but I just think about that. I'm like, oh, there's just dead rats in the walls, I guess.
Yeah, there's rats in there.
They're in there.
Dying there. You just have to wait for the thing to become mummified, for the smell, for all the bacteria to have eaten all the flesh.
That's fine. Our next door neighbor in like the building next to us, she puts out cat food in the backyard and feeds the raccoons.
Yeah, that's great.
And she has like tons of bird seed and stuff. And so I think she's like the Pied Piper for the rats. They all just come and eat the cat food she puts out.
You look a little pale and you see her arm with like the raccoon bite.
She's starting to foam at the mouth.
They will bite you. I mean, I don't know. Probably if you're feeding them, they're probably not gonna bite you.
No, they're cute. They're just little cute little guys.
Pretty cute, yeah.
Little sweeties. I'll just give them a little kiss.
Crawl on you in the middle of the night.
Sleep give them a smooch. You look on Instagram, there's all the people with them as pets. And they seem really cute. You know, they just sit around.
Yeah, it's true.
But and it apparently, seems like they chew through the walls and stuff. So
yeah, I don't think they're showing you the behind the scenes.
Yeah, the horror
of like where they like. Their anal glands explode and they leak a substance that's like much more putrid.
Impossible to clean. Yeah.
You can't get it out. You have to buy a special enzyme that they only make in Finland, and it's going to clean the smell.
It'll clean the smell, but it's also going to eat through your furniture. So you have to, it's a trade off.
But they're cute and they're clean.
Yeah, they're so cute. Little guys. But yeah, so she loves them. She feeds them cat food, and she like calls them babies. She's like, "Come on, babies,
come here, baby. Here's some cat food. Here you go." Yeah, I can picture her.
And then the rats come in after.
Right, they're like, I know where this is going. I mean, I guess if they eat all the cat food, my problem would be the rats would get there first.
Yeah, I think the rats get there first. I'm sure, like there's no way she's not attracting vermin.
We have rats. I told you the rat story, how to kill a rat in my yard.
Uh huh.
Did I tell you that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think so.
They're coming from somewhere. I don't know where. Like just the bluffs are right here. I think they're coming up from there, or
they come up.
But the neighbors have chickens too.
Oh yeah, they probably like that.
They like all that. They'll eat the chicken turds and stuff.
The chicken feed and the turd. Turds.
It doesn't matter. It's like it's that's McDonald's good turd. To them. It's McDonald's hamburger. It's Whopper. It's McDonald's that's Whopper to them.
Chicken nuggets, McRib.
Chicken nuggets, man. For rats. And I just like, oh God, there's a rat in the yard, like dying.
Yeah. Like it was poisoned.
I assumed. It was like sluggish and like falling over. And so I shot him with a 20-gauge shotgun. You know, I didn't know.
Yep.
And I put out just blew a like 5-foot square hole in my lawn.
Backyard.
The cops came.
Just a crater.
I blew it up with a quarter stick of dynamite.
Officer, I had to put it out of its misery. I had no other choice.
People would have that. Like you would see people, like kids at my school would be like, hey, we're going to go out. You know, so-and-so's going to blow off a quarter stick, and we'd go out there and they wouldn't. It would be some kid who had basically made a pipe bomb.
Yeah.
And then he would blow it off and shrapnel would go everywhere. We would just look at it and watch it.
Yeah. I remember when I was a kid, we would like buy, you know, M80s and then empty the gunpowder out of them and like, put them into like a jar or whatever and make a new giant bomb. New
huge one. Yeah. Yeah. That's what we would do too. There's all these other ones too. Like you could take it and you put them in between, tape them up with, you could tape it with nickels.
Uh-huh.
And put it in between each nickel, and then you put tape on it, and then if you throw it...
Oh, you throw it, it sparks or something?
And then it, like, blows the nickels everywhere.
Well, that's fun.
Like you create, like, a...
like a shrapnel bomb. Like a
shrapnel bomb. But that's for fun, and you do it in the parking lot, and you're just doing it with you and your friends.
You and your friends.
You just see it, you know? Like, kind of like the time... One time, my uncle, where my grandfather died, there's all this stuff. He had all this weird stuff, like a lot of like weird, like erotic 50s and 60s, like jokey erotic stuff.
Yeah.
But one of the things I got was a, it's like a little bomb, like a little, what do you call it? Not mace. What's the next step up of mace? Like what the cops use?
I don't know. Like a pepper spray or something?
It was like pepper spray, but it was in a pen.
Yeah.
And it was this gold pen, and on the end, it was like almost like a gun, and you pulled this thing back.
It's like some James Bond shit.
Pushed it, and then it shot out like a, like 10 feet, and then broke on whatever it was. And so we brought it, and it was from the 60s.
Wow.
And so we didn't even know if it would work or anything, and then... We bring it. I don't know why. I'm like, is this right? And I asked my friend. He's like, oh, yeah, we did. We went to the police station and then blew it off on the side of the building at the police station.
Why?
And we were just like, because we didn't think it would work. And immediately it was like just the smell of this, like, you know, 1960s, yeah, whatever.
Noxious.
You know, it was probably like mustard gas. They probably just like ammonia and bleach.
Totally. Napalm.
I don't know why. Told that story, but the thing was so beautiful. I remember that.
Yeah, that's like some like secret agent stuff,
right? Let's do it.
Why did he have that?
What's the other one? I remember my friend was like, all you need to do if you want to make a napalm is you just take styrofoam and gasoline. Yep.
It's all you
know
need.
That too.
Yeah,
and then
of course.
It's like you can't put it out, man. Like my friend Caleb, who was like obsessed, he was like really like. Like he was like a admirer of Ted Kaczynski type of thing. Like he thought the Oklahoma bomber was, you know, his manifesto was up his alley type of thing. But yeah, he would be like, tell me these kind of things. Like we're gonna need it, and I'd be like, God, I just hope. Like I really do. I really dread for the day where I'm gonna need to use this.
I'm going to tuck this knowledge away, and then we'll see if I need it.
Fun. Oh, my God. Excuse me. I feel like, does anyone, please, does somebody here know how to make...
you're on an airplane. Does someone know how to make napalm?
Napalm, we need it right now. I do. Get up. I'm that guy on the TV show.
I feel like the recipe was in the
Do you have any
anarchist cookbook.
Styrofoam? Well, yes, the styrofoam trays. And then do you have any raw gasoline?
I do. Someone pulls it out of their gasoline. Carry on.
I just picture it creates a sludge.
Yeah, I don't know. Then you just light it on fire. And
I was too. I was smart enough not to know to play with gasoline and that kind of fires and stuff like that. I knew other people that did.
Yeah, little fire bugs.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was never that appealing to me either.
No. Scary. Oh, say, can you see? What, I just did a perfect Star Spangled.
Just, you've obviously been practicing a lot. Yeah. You've got it nailed.
And I did bring up my favorite song, Away in the Manger. On the other show, but I didn't get to sing that song at all last Christmas, and I feel like I'm worried I might forget to talk about that song and how much that song is an amazing song. But it's only amazing if it's sang like sort of like erotically, like sexually. There's like a sexual.
There needs to be an erotic undertone to it. Yeah, it's got to, you know, it's got to titillate somehow. Right.
You're talking about the baby away in the manger. You know, it's real heavy on that stuff. No crib for a babe.
Yeah, every line ends in a moan.
I remember my mom singing that. She was like, it's a beautiful song. It's a beautiful song, Charlie, about Jesus, you know? And I was just like, this song makes no sense, man.
Away in the manger. This song sucks, Mom.
Sucks. I mean, I sung that. It was catchy, but it was before I got into like, you know, cool stuff like Peter Gabriel and, you know, and,
it's the gateway into that kind of stuff.
Yeah. Finally, I was like Peter Gabriel and I was like, finally I'm into punk, you know, I'm starting to get into the punk world.
I'm a punker now.
Punk rock. Big time. your head is getting bigger, big time, and you're big, big. I remember those songs, listening to MTV, thinking these songs suck ass. And I was like, and then there's like the big video, and I'm like, these videos are hideous.
The video.
Middle aged man doing this stuff. And then I was like, I'm going to pick up the record. And I went bought it. I went bought
the record. Yeah, you bought the record. Yeah, I remember when it was like, yeah, just endlessly on MTV like that.
It was before I heard metal. I didn't know about metal, you know.
Yep. That was the closest thing to metal that you had found yet. Right. So
he would play the metal festival in my hometown. He would come, they would get him. Peter Gabriel. Big time. My heart is getting bigger. Shut up.
Shut the fuck up.
Sledgehammer. You're gonna be the something other. I hate you.
Yep.
I like Genesis, man. It was cool.
Yeah, yeah.
That was neat when you shaved his head bald on the top and did the dance. That's my
stuff. Good for him.
Anyway.
Classic move.
Great. Now that song's gonna be stuck in my head.
Great. Should we call it? Yep. Are we done here?
We'll see you next week. We're going to go watch some horror movies.
Yep. Going to get spooked. We'll see you soon.
Bye.
Bye. Take so long in the night, make
Bitch, you know that egg cost 1600. Bitch, you know the game ain't a damn thing funny. Bitch, quit acting lame, it's the same, tell them run it. Bitch, you know I'm playing with that dope boy money. Bitch, you know that egg cost 1600. Bitch, you know the game ain't a damn thing funny. Bitch, quit acting lame, it's the same, tell them run it. Quarter brick, half a brick, whole brick gone. On lip waist, but my hustle gang strong. Bump that D like Pusha T said. Rap money slow, I need that everyday bread. Bean Hampton born and I'm Bean Hampton bread. And we don't give a fuck, nigga, play how you play. Yeah, you know what's up, nigga, say how you say it. You bitches better duck, cause I'ma spread how I spread. Long story short, when they hear the folk kid, you find him slumped over with a hole in his head. I'ma spit the truth, all they do is portray it. My niggas zip the clips, all they do is pull it. Bitch, you know I'm playing with that dope boy money. Bitch, you know that egg cost 1600. Bitch, you know the game ain't a damn thing funny. Bitch, quit acting lame, it's the same, tell them run it. Bitch, you know I'm playing with that dope boy money. Bitch, you know that egg cost 1600. Bitch, you know the game ain't a damn thing funny. Bitch, quit acting lame, it's the same, tell them run it.
Quarter brick, half a brick, whole brick. Ayy, try to rob me and get hit with a cake. There's not enough money, nigga, have a nice day. Who in the fuck showed this nigga where I stay? Paranoid in the kitchen, got me fucking up the yay. Lock a nigga in the trunk if he fucking up my pay. 25 grams wet, nigga, that's a Juicy J. Saran wrap a brick, nigga, that's a Boussier. Re-rock the brick and go and buy a Chevrolet. Take the good with the bad, nigga, this how gangsters play.
Bitch, you know I'm playing with that dope boy money. Bitch, you know that egg cost 1600. Bitch, you know the game ain't a damn thing funny. Bitch, quit acting lame, it's the same, tell them run it. Six-finger nigga, no game, no lie. Space age pippin', I'm just reaching for the sky. Playing with the cocaine like my name, play a fly. And I can get you by for like 14-5. I welcome you to Memphis and I'm your tour guide. Courtesy of me, you get to see where I reside. Close and see a whole nother side. Adapt to your surroundings and filter through the lies. You can see the haters and the fakers in the skies. The plot thickens up and you start to realize this is life or death shit and it's all mob ties. And respect is on the one like 6-5. Bitch, you know I'm playing with that dope boy money. Bitch, you know that egg cost 1600. Bitch, you know the game ain't a damn thing funny. Bitch, quit acting lame, it's the same, tell them run it. Bitch, you know I'm playing with that dope boy money. Bitch, you know that egg cost 1600. Bitch, you know the game ain't a damn thing funny. Bitch, quit acting lame, it's the same, tell them run it.
year.